Coast California vibes can only mean it's time for our West Coast correspondent, Enigma.
Well, hi there. This is your West Coast correspondent, Enigma, here reporting about, myself this time. The lovely background music that you are hearing is there because I have an AC unit that is so loud. And since I am recording this on my own, I am not going to be doing it in the sweltering 100-degree heat of the West Coast. So I am going to you'll have music serenading you when you listen to me talk about myself and hopefully not ramble too much. So getting started with a little, Q&A, get to know me. I identify mostly as a daddy dom top. That is something that I practice the most. I find myself pretty drawn to being, nurturing, but also, I can be a bit of a dick and a sadist. So I like to play and have fun, and like super serious domly dom stuff has never really attracted me at all. It does tend to attract brats, though, because I am nurturing and I do like to be playful. So if they aren't a brat, sometimes they are when I'm done, because I like to, I like to tease, I like to edge, and I just think it's a lot of fun to do that. I also do identify as a switch. The sub side I haven't really played around with too very much. It's something that I would like to do more of, and I'm slowly getting into that side of things more. But I don't really have an identifier for that side of things, but it is something that I would like to experiment with down the line. And I would say that my biggest kinks, the things I like to practice most, I think it tends to revolve around sensation play. So for me, a full scene is, I'm not going to just be using floggers. I'm not just going to be using canes. Like, I'm going to be going back and forth from a cane to maybe a knife, back to maybe a nice soft flogger. I might get some ice, and then I'm going to come at you with like one of those meat shredder things. If the relationship is there, then maybe there's some orgasm play to get the nerve endings even more on edge. Like, I really like to go back and forth and just like play with somebody's mind and psychology. And I just find that's a lot of fun for me, and tends to be a lot of fun for the people that I play with. So for me, prepping for a scene, like I said earlier, I'm usually on top. Obviously, there's going to be negotiation. Because I have such a wide variety of toys, what I like to do during negotiation, we'll talk about limits and boundaries, and I actually recently started implementing a kinky checklist to try to get more information out of partners. That way that I can avoid missing questions and hopefully avoid missing like toys that might be a known trigger. But something that I also like to do with play is I like to lay out basically everything I'm going to play with in a scene, partially for the psych play of it. I do enjoy some fear play now and again. I'm about to be getting into haunt season, Halloween haunted house season. I'm going to be working at one out here on the West Coast. So I definitely like that mind fuck of laying out everything that I'm going to do to somebody. And in that moment, if there's something that I put out that maybe we haven't specifically talked about, and they're like, I don't know if I'm going to like that, that is the opportunity for that to come up. And it usually does. Like, I played with somebody about a week ago who, we hadn't specifically talked about paddles, but I started putting some of the paddles I had out, and they were like, sometimes, depending on the paddle, I can't take them for very long. No, but I like them, but I just can't take them for very long. So knowing that, and with a specific person, because this was a new scene partner, Like, we weren't going to be going into any heavy play or any, like, they don't drop very easily. And so we were able to communicate with each toy, and so when it was a paddle, I made sure to warn them, it's like, hey, by the way, I'm going to be using a paddle. And turns out there were some paddles that worked better with them and some that didn't. But they were very good about communicating, and, you know, part of your job as the Dom is to be watching body language. And so I could, you know, definitely the yelps of enjoyable pain change to yelps of not so enjoyable pain. And so, you know, learn very quickly which paddles didn't work and which ones did. But overall, that's what I do in a scene. And then also with aftercare, or also with negotiation, is when we talk about the aftercare. And for me, I really enjoy, if not cuddling, just like some quiet time after the scene of just kind of like reconnecting, whether that's over food, whether that's over just some water, or just like sitting and sharing space. But like, we could be talking about the scene or we could be talking about nothing. I just want to kind of get out of the headspace of sadism and masochism and back into kind of a reconnection of this person that I have enjoyed playing with, hopefully, and had some sort of connection beforehand that has now built into the scene. So for me, aftercare is very, very important. If somebody doesn't necessarily need aftercare, I still want to have that kind of little bit of time to check in and just like talk about stuff, just so there's that kind of like decompression for both sides. Oh man, Sunny Lee hit me with the hard questions. My favorite kink toy to play with. So I am from the sometimes great state of Texas, and I have a friend of mine who's a toy maker out there. Maybe Santa makes them, but he makes kinky toys. And several years ago when I moved out here, he posted a paddle of like a Whataburger themed paddle, and if you know, you know. And then with that, he also sent me, he made me this kind of acrylic resin beater on like on a stick. I don't know if there's an actual name for them. I'm sure there is. So it's in the shape of Texas. So I really, really enjoy using that because I can literally beat Texas into people, and it makes me giggle and so incredibly happy. Like, I also have a heart one if someone, you know, doesn't want to have Texas imprinted on them for a little bit. But specifically, I enjoy using the Texas beater. It fills me with so much joy. All right, so this question is, you know, is an interesting one. So the question is just things that I find sexy. And I mean, it's that wonderfully broad question, but you know, I enjoy, I know it's a stereotype or it's cliche, but like I enjoy confidence. I enjoy somebody who knows what they like. Like, I love communication and people telling me, it's like, oh, I really enjoy when somebody does this. Like I'm talking to a potential play partner. We played once and it was a lot of fun. They're a fun little brat. But we have talked about, you know, how they really enjoy rough play and they really enjoy wrestling. And so like, we've started talking about that. And so knowing that they really like that and knowing that that's something that they would like to do with me is very helpful. And it's something that I can, you know, I can plan for, I can be ready for the next time that we are able to interact in some sort of, fun, kinky way. But also, you know, I like somebody who is willing to experiment, who's willing to play, and like very general things, like it's the vibe of a person that I really connect with. Like I going back to the very first question, I identify as demisexual, and so like for me to be into somebody, I have to really already be connecting with them, and there has to be some sort of emotional connection there. And so I really enjoy connecting with people and You know, sometimes there isn't one, and that's totally fine and valid, and that just means that maybe we aren't going to have a relationship. We might just be friends, but, like, as far as play is concerned, like, I really like connecting with people who want to play, who want to experiment, who want to try different things, and try different things with me, and just, like, tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I want, and hopefully we can come to some sort of, like, middle ground and have a good time. And then there's this question. What is my favorite piece of art? You're trying to tell me, an artist, to talk about somebody else's art? Oh, no. So there's a lot of really good... there's a lot of really good erotic art out there. I know I've talked about, like, erotic photography and doing all of that. But there's also... There's a... artists that you can find them on. I know they're on Instagram. I know they're on other websites as well, because Instagram is lame. But they're called the Realm Artists, and they are a kind of a surrealist erotic art. I think they go between, like, digital art and, like, watercolors and that sort of thing. But they have some fantastic art that has really interesting symbolism while also being incredibly sexy and erotic. Like, I got a piece for my apartment that is probably, like, the least erotic, but it's still, it's very cool. It's very interesting. It's kind of this, almost one of those pictures of a biological body, but, like, cross section. So you just see the, like, blood veins or whatever, but it's done in a way that's still really sexy and really interesting and very, very fascinating. So yeah, I Realm Artist is fantastic. You can find them on Instagram. I think they have some fascinating art, and I think you'll enjoy it. And if you can, definitely support them. They're a fantastic artist to support. So as far as some vanilla stuff about me, in the real world, I am a performer. I like to do improv. Haven't done it in a while because COVID sucks, and it kind of made improv comedy and a lot of, like, group entertainment styles a little fearful to do, both with COVID and now with monkeypox. It's coming back slowly, and I hope to get back into that at some point. But when I'm not doing that, I am a delivery driver. I spend a lot of time in my car, and so I listen to podcasts. I listen to, Naughty Talk with Sunny Lee Main, just as you are, and other really interesting kinky podcasts. That's actually how I got into podcasts, was because I was out working delivery, and when I was first using the apps, they were very, very, very strict about how you use your data, because they just wanted you to use one app at a time, and so I had to figure out some way to entertain myself while sitting in my car, because kid with ADHD is not just going to sit in my car staring out the window. And so I actually got, that's how I got back into reading, because I kind of got out of it for reading for fun, because, you know, school kind of kills that passion for a lot of people. So I got back into reading. I tend to read a lot of sci-fi, fantasy, and then, you know, I mix in some fiction, crime, drama stuff. Yeah, it's a pretty eclectic combination of books, but I really enjoyed it. It's gotten me into some really interesting series, and then at the same time, while I'm out driving, I'm listening to all sorts of podcasts. I listen to several, like, kinky or sex-based podcasts. I listen to some news ones, some comedy ones. Like, it's like an eclectic group of podcasts, but again, kid with ADHD over here, I need something to keep me entertained while I'm out there driving around this great big city of mine. So yeah, that's what I like to get into when I'm not getting a kinky. That is I think everything. If you want to follow up on anything, if you're curious to know more about me, you can find me on FetLife. I am the creatively named Enigma 87. That's E-N-Y-G-M-A 87. And then if you're not on Fet, you can find me on Instagram. You can also, in both places, you can also see a lot of my photographic work. You can find me on Instagram. That's Enigma Photog. ENYGMAPHOTOG. I'd love to connect with you. If you're on the West Coast, I would love to shoot with you. So let's connect. Or, you know, if you want to pay for me to travel and then I can shoot you there, that would be fantastic. So, yeah, definitely hit me up. And otherwise, I will talk to you on the next episode of Naughty Talk with Sunny Lee Main. But in the meantime, be sure to check out next week's full episode of the show.